This is the Pacifica National Audit Committee meeting on August 28th, 8:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I guess we're, Jane, would you call the roll so we can verify we have quorum?
Sure. From KPFA, Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Laura Privis.
Here.
Akio Tanaka.
Yeah, I'm here.
From WBAI, Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Manaji Saba.
Present.
Okay, and Ray Forrest, we received word that he will be resigning. From KPFK, Summer Reese, Fred Blair.
Present.
Okay, Fred Klinder is absent, and he has been absent for more than three meetings. We need to contact him. KPFT, Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
Present.
Nancy Hinchel is absent from KPF, from WPFW. This is Jane Gatewood. And Thomas Rainey is also absent. This is more than third consecutive absence. So we have nine. We have a quorum.
Very good. Have people seen the agenda that Jane proposed? Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, Jane. Did you call John Brinkley?
Yes. John Brinkley?
Yes. I'm sorry. I missed that. Thank you.
Okay. I don't have it in front of me. Fred, could you just read it aloud to people?
I'm trying to find it here on my scale. If I can, I will bring it up here. This was sent about 3 or 4 days ago, wasn't it? I just have too much email in my email box. I can't seem to find it at this moment. Still looking here. Jane Gatewood.
Has anyone found it? I think it was last week or something when I was on and I wrote that I am coming.
Is that the draft agenda? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
The draft agenda for August?
Yes.
Do you have the date? I'm looking on August 23rd.
August 22nd, 1:42 a.m. on my computer, Wednesday, August 22nd. I can read it.
You can read it if you want.
Please, go ahead.
It says, elect chair pro tem. Next meeting, 9:25 or other. Nominations for permanent chair and secretary. Voting process, deadline to vote. And discuss list of requirements for audit firm. Process to select.
Anybody have any changes that they want to make to this agenda?
May I make a suggestion that we all ask our chairs, LSB chairs, to verify who's on this audit committee and who's not, and that'll help clarify who we need to call and say, you know, please come or don't come anymore.
So you want to add clarification and membership to the agenda right after scheduling our next meeting or before?
Can we just do it without having to put it on the agenda?
Well,
let's put it on the agenda so I can record that we did it.
Okay.
Thank you, Jane.
Okay, so I'm going to add clarify membership right after elect chair pro tem.
Okay, any other changes to the agenda at this point? If not, I'll assume that we accept the agenda and we will proceed. Okay, I guess the first point then is to elect the chair pro tem at this point. Do we have nominations?
This is Jane. I'd like to nominate. We did it off the line. We're doing this part, and now it's part of the agenda. I nominate Fred Blair.
Second.
Thank you. I accept. Are there any additional nominations? Well, I guess then, are there any objections? Well, according to Robert's rules, I guess I'm elected chair pro tem, so I guess I'll take over the meeting.
Thank you.
This is my first time at chairing a meeting, so I think it's our responsibility as members of a board to learn to run meetings. So please accept any deficiencies I may have, and I will proceed. So next time on the agenda is to people to accept responsibility to contact their LSBs to find out about who is actually a member of this committee. Is that stated correctly?
Yes, I volunteer to check for KPFT. Nancy does.
You are?
Yeah, I'll volunteer to check with our LSB chair and who's on or off and report back to the committee.
I'm not used to people's voices. I'm sorry, who just spoke?
Oh, Nancy from KPFT. Nancy volunteers to check with the LSB chair and who's on the audit committee from KPFT and who's not. And we'll report to Fred.
Okay, you can actually just email the entire committee, and I will get
okay.
it.
Okay.
Fred Blair, I'll take responsibility for KPFK and contacting our chair. I will see Michael Novick on Wednesday, and I will find out about both Summer and Fred Klunder.
This is Margie. I am the chair of the KPFA LSB, but I'll have to check with our secretary who keeps these records, and I'll get back to everybody. I think those of us who are on the call are all appropriately here, but I'll make sure.
Very good. Anybody from WPFW?
This is Jane. We still don't have a director on our committee. Back in our last meeting, Summer said she would talk with, back in April, Marcel said she would check with the other directors to see if one of them would join.
I'm sorry.
You have a director.
Laura Privis is a director, and she is on this committee.
Manager.
Say it again.
And Laura Privis is present this evening.
Correct.
From WPFW, we don't have a director. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear.
Oh.
Did anybody from WBAI take responsibility?
I can call. Okay, manager, if you want to do that, that's fine. Thank you.
Thanks. As the manager, I can call our mutual, our LSB chair and ask him for clarification on the people. On the committee, and I report.
Okay.
Fred, this is Nancy. The proper procedure is somebody of this committee has to email and telephone if they've missed two times or more and warn them that they're an impending suspension if they don't come again. So, you figure out a best way to do it and say, if you're interested, please come. And then you have to send another email to the PMB chair and to the LSB chair what you've done.
Okay.
So I'll do that. I'm happy to do that.
Oh, thank you. Otherwise, I'm a volunteer. So,
I could do that. As secretary, I think I can do that because the question marks are Nancy Hischel from KPFT, Fred Klunder from KPFK, John Brinkley from WBAI, and Thomas Rainey from WPFW. So I can make those inquiries.
Jane, are you going to check with WPFW about a director? Are you taking responsibility for that?
Yeah.
I didn't know anymore.
I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
So is it Nancy who's taking responsibility to contact those people?
No, Jane will do that. As secretary, I think I should probably just... I can do that. It's fine.
If you don't have time...
Oh, wait, I'm a secretary pro tem.
Okay, well,
okay.
So you have the records of attendance.
We'll court.
So you will have to look at the records of attendance and that you really have the information. But if you need help for calling or emailing, let me know. I'll be happy to.
Now, the people that are contacting the LSD chairs, if somebody is coming up, is leaving the committee, does that mean the LSD has to replace them with another member?
Yes. That's how the LSD chair finds out that some board members are not attending, and that's why it needs to be done. The LSD chair needs to be told, and then, you know, some replacement has to be made. We've been kind of lax. We haven't done this in this committee.
Well, a lot of the P&D committees.
Nancy, I'm going
to. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nancy, I'm going to take you up on. This is Jane. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just saying I'm going to take Nancy up on her offer. I'm going to do a little record of the attendance, and then I will accept Nancy's help to follow up with everybody the way it's supposed to be done.
Okay.
Very good. Does that complete this point on the agenda? I notice on the agenda the next point is nomination of permanent chair and secretary and the voting process.
Next meeting date.
Okay.
Next meeting date, yeah.
Okay, the next meeting date, I suggest that we meet in 2 weeks if possible because we have an emergency situation with the audit committee getting its job done by September 30th.
Oh.
But I guess more importantly on the attendance is we need to choose the day of the week, whether it be a Tuesday or a Thursday. Carolyn has indicated that she can't make Tuesday meetings. So is there other people that have problems either with Tuesday or Thursday?
Well, this is Laura. Thursday is often a night that the Finance Committee meets and the general P&B meets as well. So Thursdays aren't necessarily that good.
Well, not every Thursday, though.
True.
I cannot meet on Tuesdays. It's only that I cannot meet. I do think we might be better off, if I may, waiting until we have a director from every station, because that would be important to choose a night. I know that postpones things a little bit, but it might be important.
Okay.
How about a Friday?
So Fred has suggested that we should meet on the 11th of September, which is 2 weeks from tonight.
If we keep the Tuesday night meetings, the next meeting will be the 25th, but the 11th is 2 weeks. And given the our situation with the audit committee, that we have a very important deadline on September 30th. Maybe we should make two meetings in September.
The reason that we were choosing Tuesdays is to coincide with finance because nobody can serve on finance and audit committee. So that's why we picked the Tuesdays to coincide with finance committee.
Well, how about the 7th then?
Friday?
Yeah, if you're in a hurry. I don't know how people celebrate Jewish Sabbath, but if there's anybody in this committee that doesn't object, we can do a 7th.
I can't do it. I can't do it on the 7th. But
okay, never mind.
Doesn't matter, honey.
Yeah, I would rather not do a Friday. This is Laura.
I'm not available that particular Friday, that's all.
Huh.
This is Jane. I'd like to either stick with the 25th or go with the 11th, either one.
Why don't we vote on it?
Good. What about the 13th, which is Thursday?
Is a Thursday, okay, the 6th would be affiliates meeting and the 20th would be development. I don't know if we're...
Not 11th, if we can't do it 11th, can we do on Thursday, the September 13th?
That's a full PMB meeting.
It's a full PMB, I'm sorry for that. I didn't look at that, sorry.
Yeah, the Pacifica board calendar.
We have a hard deadline for September 30th.
Yes.
I'm not really sure. I mean, the financial books for Pacific are closed on September 30th. I believe, this year or this financial year, we didn't actually pick a auditor until, I believe, October.
Right.
But we don't want to make a practice of that.
Yeah, we definitely need to do it sooner.
How about the 14th then?
That's a Friday. As far as I know, I'm good for all these dates, so I don't have a problem.
Manager, may I ask a question, please?
Go ahead.
I was wondering, how many meetings do we need, you think, before September 30th? How many meetings do we need to have? Based on that, we have to decide maybe we have to have some other nights and weekends or whatever.
This is Jane. I have to say that... I'm sorry. May I?
Go ahead, Jane.
I think that there's... strong advantage to sticking with Tuesdays, which is the same night as finance. I don't know what else to do. Fridays are going to be hard for everybody. I mean, we've tried to get meetings on Fridays and Sundays before, and it's we have we went through. Should we go through a voting process for different dates, or?
This committee actually chose Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday of the month, at the beginning of the year, and I mean, we could try that again. We could even do the voting by email if necessary. People want to take a head count at this night. At this point, if Tuesday is. Between Tuesday and Thursday, maybe just could Jane, could you record that and we just do a.
So the question is Tuesday or Thursday or both?
Or both, yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
Why don't we just go every
line right.
Go through and say what days they can make?
Yeah.
All right.
Carolyn for the sack, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I would like to say because this committee is so important, it would be really important to have at least one director from every station. And so I would urge us, if we want to plan the one next meeting, that's fine, but I would urge us to wait until the committee is fully constituted before picking a permanent date, because it's just going to be, you'll just have people missing, and it'll end up in the hands of the PNB, if there are not enough directors here.
Laura, for the stack.
Go ahead, Laura.
Manijan stack.
Who's that?
Why don't we
Manijan.
Just vote on the next date?
I'm sorry, Laura. Would you
why don't
that?
We just vote on the next date, the closest date that we have, the next Tuesday that we're going to meet? Why don't we vote that one up or down, and then we can do the rest in the next meeting.
Thank you.
Manager,
go ahead, Madam Jay.
I if we have a deadline, actually it's a good idea to know how many meetings we are going to have so we can have an idea. If you have only need to have only one meeting is one thing. But we have more meetings before the a deadline. We need to know how many meetings do we need to have and if we can change the dates over time, to accommodate more and more people to join. To be
is there anybody else that you have?
Nancy, I think we do. I agree with Fred. I think we need at least two meetings to pick a company, and so I think we need at least two.
Well, Laura.
So we need
to
have
choices.
Anybody else?
And yes, so we need to meet at least once a week then.
No.
Twice.
September. Next week it would be next week would be 6th of September.
The last is 2 weeks. Who's speaking?
This is Aki from KPFA.
Go ahead, you're on.
Yeah. Wasn't there some committee to find out different firms in the Bay Area?
I can comment on that. This is Laura.
Well, the other thing is, until we get to this firms, meeting like this, you couldn't do anything until you have the names of the firms, right?
Makes sense to me.
This is Wesley.
Go ahead, Wesley.
Thank you. I kind of like having it on the same day as the Finance Committee, and in August, and in September they meet on the 11th and the 25th. Those good dates.
Laura suggested that we just vote on the first meeting, which would be in 2 weeks, which would be the Tuesday, September 11th.
Oh, good. Okay,
You want to make that as a motion, Laura?
Sure. I just motioned that we vote on the September 11th meeting, yes or no, as a whole committee.
This is Nancy. Fred, could you ask if anybody cannot make the 11th instead of taking time to vote, roll call vote?
Good idea.
Okay. Can anybody not make September 11th?
None of you. I cannot.
Another time,
Monica. Last week, all the other nights I'm available. Most I have on that week, because also we need that night. Unusual. I am available on except Tuesday the 11th and Wednesday the 12th. I'm available all the other nights. Actually, yeah.
Carolyn, I cannot make any Tuesday night.
Good. We need somebody from I.
Well, is there an alternative like Wednesday the 12th?
Nope.
LSB
Wednesday the 12th LSB meeting at BAI.
Three stations.
How about
Monday the 10th? How about Monday the 10th?
I don't have any meetings for myself scheduled at that time.
Wesley, you're in strategy recovery, aren't you? Perhaps. And programming, both. The finances meeting on the 4th, is that right? I see it, the 4th, 11th, and 25th. Is that right, Wesley? We could meet on... Oh, Tuesday's bad.
That's right.
The 5th, 18th, 5th and 19th, or any of those Thursdays that nobody else is on, like the 6th, affiliates, 20th, development.
I think Friday nights or Sunday nights are good either. Those seem to be relatively free.
Yeah.
Is anybody on the governance committee on the 17th on a Monday night?
I am.
So we're down to affiliates, six. Is anybody, is that bad? Six or the 20th?
I can't make the 20th. I have meetings that night.
And so somebody said they could not come the 7th, but maybe the 14th Friday? Oh, I'm sorry. Fred, you should do this. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
We're getting tied up in dates here. It's getting very confusing. Very confusing. I still like the 11th because even though we lose two members, we may have some new members, some new directors that are appointed by the LSPs to come. And it's most likely going to be more of a working meeting in the sense that we're going to be going over possible firms at that point in time. So I don't know what to it's the body's choice on the date. It doesn't look like looking at the KPFTX calendar, it looks like there's 2 weeks that are really busy there, the second and the fourth week of the month. So I don't know what to do. Go ahead. Who's speaking?
This is Aki.
Go ahead, Aki.
I just have a suggestion that, we're wasting a lot of time just trying to figure out when everybody can meet, which is not the critical thing on this committee. What we need to do is to find out number of firms that we can actually recruit, and that could be done without having a majority or, whatever people present. Then when you actually do choose, then that's when you can pick a date when you try to find everybody to be present, which is important, decision to make, right?
Yes.
So why waste time doing this when we're, still in the process?
Maybe the solution is to point out. Yes, go ahead.
This is Laura.
Go ahead, Laura.
I was tasked to look into committees with Summer, and with everything that's been happening on the National Board, I've asked Summer about it, but I never got a reply via email. So we haven't done anything. I'm just looking right now, and I've found one firm that looks like a possibility in the Bay Area. They do the audit for another Bay Area station, KALW. I can come up with three firms that we could look at. I have one already. And we could probably look into the firm that we had last time as well. Roswell.
Well, obviously, the default position by management will be to use Ross Wisdom again if we don't come up with a firm.
Okay.
Since the main work is going to be finding the firms, maybe we should form a subcommittee just to do that, and they can meet either via email or regular phone and get their work done before our main. Maybe we should just postpone our main meeting until September 25th.
This is Margie. I want to be on the stack.
Okay, Margie.
I have a friend who is the chief financial officer for one of the major unions here, and she has given me three firms that to look at for us to consider. She is familiar with the network and. So I don't want to be on the committee, but I'd be happy to pass that on to whoever's on the committee. And I think that we could easily have, a number of firms to look at this way. And I think it is an appropriate way to handle this situation.
This is Jane. Can I make a motion?
Go ahead, Jane.
I'd like to move that our next regular committee meeting be on 9/25, and that in the interim we appoint somebody to convene a work group to compile suggestions for the contenders for audit, and that they meet, you know, as they are able.
Anybody second this motion?
Sure, second.
Second.
Okay.
Do we
want to have debate, or do we want to just go to the vote on this?
I think this is a popular motion.
Okay.
You can just ask, is there any objections?
I'm sorry, is there any objections to this motion? No?
This is Nancy. I have a concern. Could we put some deadline on getting some firm, a list of firms together, and not just wait until the 25th?
Yeah.
I mean, can we have it like a certain date, and then we email, and then Manage and Carolyn can contribute their ideas by email to the group, so we don't they're not left out. 11th is a good day, I think, to have things some. Companies already we have what four on the table right now.
Second.
So I don't think we should just wait everything until 25th and when they're ready it's kind of open ended. I like a date on when they're ready.
My motion would require if adopted would require that we appoint somebody to keep the ball rolling.
Well, that's Fred, isn't it?
Well, I'm a chair at this point.
Yeah.
Somebody has to, as Jane says, somebody has to keep the ball rolling. Jane, do you want to accept that as a friendly amendment?
Accept what as a friendly amendment?
A date certain by which time to come up with a set of names for firms.
I mean, I don't care. I just want to pass setting our next meeting date. Sorry.
Okay.
Is there anybody willing to be the convener for that task of compiling the contenders list?
I'll do it.
And Akio volunteered to facilitate a work group between now and 9:25 to compile the list and perhaps do a little more than that.
That was Akio that just said you would do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's
fine. Akio volunteered to convene a work group in the interim to keep the ball moving on getting the candidates list of candidate firms.
That's good.
That's not okay. I guess the next item is to have a roll call vote on accepting 9:25 as the next meeting date.
Are there any objections, perhaps? Maybe we could do that
to vote. That Carolyn?
Yeah, if there are no objections, we don't need to vote. I'm not objecting. I'm just asking if anyone has an objection.
This is Margie. I have no objection. I'll be quiet. I just want to say that I'll forward my the referrals that I got from my friend to Aki, and he can add them to the pile, okay? Is that all right?
Yeah, that'll be good.
Okay, good. I'll do it.
Sounds
right.
Good.
How about to the whole committee?
Okay, sure.
Sure. Sure.
Maybe Aki could send it to the audit list server so we all get a copy.
Good. I'll do it that way. I'm doing it soon. Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay. If there's no objections, our next meeting is September 11th. Excuse me, September 25th.
Nancy, can we have our investigation pretty much done of these companies by the 11th and report by email to our website or whatever it is called.
We should aim for that for sure.
Yes, I mean 11th having a sort of a mini a pre-deadline, okay? So we don't wait. Because if we don't have a deadline, people wait till the last minute, and I'm one of them.
So you're suggesting 9/11 is a pre-deadline for what?
To have our investigation of these companies done and put on the website.
Right.
I'm sorry, on the audit, what is it? What is it called? Our email, by email.
The KPFT .org,
yes.
Listserv.
Yes, listserv, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. We're having some crosstalk here. So, Aki, could you provide a status report on September 11th for on the search?
We're waiting for that, sure.
Well, it looks like we've taken care of the next meeting date. Are people still there? I'm hearing silence. Hello?
I'm still on.
I'm still here.
I'm here, too. My name is Jim.
Well, it looks like the next item on the agenda is nominations for permanent chair and secretary. Did somebody suggest that we do that by email?
Oh, no. I did not.
Okay, I guess we were at that point of discussing the permanent chair and secretary.
Yes.
Hello?
Nancy on the stack. I'd like to nominate Fred Blair as permanent chair.
Thank you. Anybody else on the stack? Anybody else to be on the stack? I guess if people are satisfied, I will. I'll accept the nomination. Anybody? Any more discussion? I can barely hear people. You want to speak up a little bit?
This is Jane. I can move to close the nominations. I don't know. Maybe that's too early. Does anybody else want to serve as chair of this committee?
No, I think Fred just accepted the nomination because there were no objections. So which do you think?
I feel a little overwhelmed.
Congratulations.
Okay, well, then we... The next
we're happy.
Next item is secretary. With humility, I accept. Okay. Well, I guess the next item is secretary. Did anybody want to... I'm a little overwhelmed here. Anybody want to volunteer?
This is Jane. I'll volunteer to continue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jane.
From other committees, you do a very good job, Jane. So I guess we've got... Is there any objections? Hearing no objections, Jane has just been made the permanent secretary of the audit committee. Okay, the next item on the agenda is a discussion of the list. A discussion list of requirements for audit for the audit firm to be selected. So this is the last item on our agenda, I believe. I sort of indicated in my email that it would help in our selection process if we had some requirements for audit firms. And I was hoping to get more input from the committee, since people, the group mind of the committee has got a lot more experience than I have. I just served last year, and we didn't actually select an audit committee. We actually just selected between two competing firms. But it seems to me that one of the requirements is that an audit firm has to have experience with the CPB requirements, since
part of the function of our audit of the audit is to get funding from CPB. Can anybody add anything to this? It's one requirement.
This is Jane. I don't think it's just CPB. I think most places that we might apply for grants would require an audit. So I don't know if CPB requirements are really that distinctive from any other. I mean, do they require anything special for our audit that wouldn't normally be required?
I don't think there's any specific certification for a CPB.
I really like the way that Ross broke us down by our divisions. I liked seeing the different stations broken out, and that wasn't done in other previous audits that I saw. So I don't know exactly how you would describe that ability to, analyze and break out the different divisions. But I personally think that's a very, very helpful thing that he did.
Any additional discussion?
Yeah, Carolyn on the starter.
And Margie on the
starter. Okay, Carolyn, you're next.
Yeah, I think I'm not alone in evidently not knowing what we're doing here. So may I suggest we all take some time, maybe 2 or 3 days, to do some research and send it back to the list. There are organizations that help nonprofits do this sort of thing. I'm sure there's a list of desirable requirements. There's probably a list of preferred people in the Bay Area, which I think would be important. So perhaps we could just report back to each other, let's say within 5 days, of what we find after we research and build around and check with friends and people in the business and online. Does that sound good?
Okay. Are you finished, Carolyn?
Yes. I'm just asking if everyone agrees that that might not be a good idea.
This is Jane. I like that idea.
You'd like to be on the stack, Jane? Okay.
Margie's next.
Margie, you're next.
Thank you. I just want to know if people, I know I've talked to people who do finance, and I know that they all say that you ought to switch auditors up every once in a while. I'm not sure how many times Ross Wisdom has done the audit for us. I have only read a limited number of audits in my life, and I found his very accessible and understandable. And I'm just curious to know whether we're actually determined to switch auditors, or if this is just sort of exploratory, and we might continue with Ross Wisdom in the future. One of the things I would do if I were looking for criteria is I would, quick like a bunny, go back and review his audit and think of things that I liked about it that I would like to ask a potential new auditor. But my main question is, have we been tasked with finding a new auditor, or is that just something that people are we just doing it because we've used him several times, or what?
Manager on stack, please.
Okay.
M-A-N-I-J-E-H. I know that my name is difficult. I just spelled it for you. Sorry.
I didn't recognize your voice. That's the problem. One piece of information. My understanding is that Ross Wisdom has done 7 audits out of the last 9 years. So, and obviously, we wouldn't have gone back to him if he hasn't done it very well. The next person on the stack is Jane.
And then Carolyn and Manager is first, I think.
Okay, Carolyn. But
I think Manager was before me.
No, I just wanted to say I liked Carolyn's suggestion.
which is the email.
I'd like to have a suggestion that I think we should finish this conversation, but I also think that her suggestion that members do research on this topic and report back within 5 days to the email list is an excellent idea. I don't know that I'll have time to do it, but I hope that other committee members do. I really like that idea.
Okay. Monajay, you're next. Hello, Monajay, you're next.
Yes, yes, this is Monajay. I have not been on this committee. I don't know the charge of this committee. And it would have been, it would be good if other people like me, that somebody who knows the charge of the committee, as it was actually underlined by a question, Jane, somebody asked the question before, to tell us what it is that we are charged to do. And also, yeah, another question I have is that this auditor who has done auditing before, could we get some feedback on people who know about the work of this auditor or the auditor company and see why we are, if they are good, if they have done a good job, why are we doing this? And if they haven't done a good job, what are the problems and all that? So we have some, for me at least, to have some basis of thinking and asking and, you know, working on this committee.
Okay, Carolyn, you're next.
Yeah, thank you. I think what I learned from being on the committee last year is that it's customary for, at the end of a 5-year term maximum, the auditor recommends that the company change, and auditors themselves, as part of their professional responsibility, make that recommendation. So we changed, and then I think we went back to Ross because we were in a time crunch. We had a CPB or something deadline or SEC deadline of some sort. And so we had to find someone, but I think that we definitely are ready for a new auditor for various reasons, one of them being that very one, that it's just considered good practice not to keep the same auditor more than 5 years. So we had to go back last year. We were in a crunch, but I don't think we should do it again. And I do think our charge is to recommend to the PNB a new auditing firm or firms. So whether we do one or we give them a list, you know, but I think once, after we do some research and we come back, we may need to consider that we have to go into executive session at some point to discuss the past and future needs.
I cannot hear what you're saying, Carolyn. What at the end?
I say we may have to go into executive session at some point to discuss, you know, past history and future needs. But I hope that we can vote to do some research on firms, come back with criteria, and let the task force come back with some suggested names, whether or not they use the research, and then we can meet again.
Get Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy, you're next.
Yes. What kind of, defining things for picking out a company, like if they ask me how many workers, salary workers do we have, and I really don't know. I just know we have 15 at KPFT, and is that something that we need to look at, like a firm that does, you know, like how many people? Because I was asked questions like that when I was looking, and I was using Google and I was using Dogpile. And I don't know if everybody else has some other better place to look for, you know, like a worldwide organization. I was looking at what Greenpeace was using, and I thought, well, that's too big. And then I thought, I'm just wondering, you know, how, what's a comparable organization to us? So I called Public Citizen, and they just have it, they closed their California office, and they just have two, and it's in D.C. Everything's in D.C., so that the San Antonio office said, we don't touch anything. Everything comes out of D.C., so, but I did leave a message to ask for a recommendation, but I thought if we have some references or recommendations for, like Margie got three companies that were recommended highly by somebody she trusts, that might be good. But what kind of information can we get from our side? Like, how many employees do we have?
Excuse me. Can I suggest that we vote on my suggestion to do research online and come back in 5 days? Because we obviously don't know what we're doing yet, and it's just a waste of time to do this tonight, if I may.
Okay. Carolyn, you're calling your own motion.
Please.
do people understand Carolyn's motion? Does anybody object to Carolyn's motion that we come back and, via the email list, we come back in 5 days with a series of suggestions?
If anybody has some other opinions to voice out, I would like to hear them since we're together now. And if Carolyn has to go, she can go right away. But, I mean, I hate for us to just leave.
No, I just don't want to waste time, Nancy, that's all. I just don't want to waste any more time on this. We don't know what we're doing. I'm suggesting that we do some research,
put
back to each other, and then do it.
You're interrupting me, Carolyn.
Yes, that's what Fred just called for.
Is that Nancy that's speaking with Carolyn? I would suggest, by the way, that people download from the Pacifica.org website the last audit, which is 2011. Actually, it's a compilation of 2010 and 2011. And there's lots of information in there. In any case, a key piece of information is that Pacifica is a business that does $14 million a year in revenue. And that might be useful. In any case, Carolyn, you want to restate your motion again? Because I sort of butchered it.
I know you didn't. That was fine. Just that we do research on criteria for auditing firms and report back to each other on the list so we all know what we have found within 5 days. And that would help maybe the task force to have some parameters to look at also.
I'm calling the question.
This is Jane for clarification.
Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, so the topic on the table was to discuss the list of requirements for audit firm and the process to select. So what I heard Carolyn say is that she suggested that our members do research on this topic and report back to the list within 5 days. Meaning the topic
correct,
that
yes.
was on the table, the list of requirements for an audit firm and the process to select.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying the motion, Jane. Any more discussion before taking a vote? Is there any opposition?
This is Jane.
Go ahead.
I would like to move that we approve this with the understanding that any further discussion on this topic will be permitted if anybody else has anything to add to it before we adjourn.
Do you accept that addendum, Carolyn?
Oh, that's fine. No problem.
This is Laura. I have a suggestion as well.
Okay, you want to speak, Laura? Go ahead.
That we designate someone to compile everything or someone to be in charge of getting everyone together in 5 days.
Would Akio be appropriate since...
Peter.
Sure, I mean, that sounds reasonable to me.
That Nancy?
No, that was Laura again.
That was Laura.
Okay.
Akio, are you still on?
Akio-san, are you there?
Akio, are you still on?
I think Akio needs a co-partner. He's missing.
Well, in any case, as the chair, I'll take responsibility for compiling all those suggestions getting it out to everybody.
Okay.
So just send it to the listserv.
Right.
Does everybody know how to send to our audit committee listserv?
Yeah. Thank you. It's
audit list at KPFB.
So is the motion accepted without objection? With the
it sounds like it. Nobody's objecting.
And Fred will work to figure out, keep.
Any more comments?
No, but Fred, I spoke too soon. Could you send a message out to us from the list so we could return it? I'm not familiar with the list.
There's one peculiarity of the listserv that Margie mentioned in an email. That is when she tried to reply, it put my email address and not the listserv's email address. So it looks like you have to manually type in the listserv address, which is auditlist@kpftx.org.
Oh.
I asked John if he could check into that, and he told me that it's actually Otis. It's the way that list is behaving. It's possible that Otis can fix it for us later, but as long as they're tied up at the convention, it probably is going to not change. So for the time being, the only way to send to the list is just type it in manually, auditlist@kpftx.org.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I hope that clarifies the...
Do you have to log in first to KPFTX?
No.
Or could you just...
No.
Just direct? Okay, thank you.
Okay, any more discussion on the process for the... for requirements for the auditor?
Nancy had a question. Was it somebody said, I don't know whether it was Summer, that we need to have a company that's in Northern California?
I'm assuming the reason for that is, yes, Summer said that. The reason is that the auditor has to work with the national office mainly.
Okay.
The auditor
right,
doesn't.
So
hello? Is that Wesley?
Yes, go ahead.
But, okay, my understanding is the auditor has to work with the national office and the CFO, and therefore it's preferable the auditor be located in Northern California or in the Bay Area.
Okay, so that's one of the requirements. And could I ask how many paid salary workers from the other stations? Can you send it to the listserv?
I think the three big stations have got about 27 FTEs. That's full-time employees. It may be more than that, but that's what we get in our. That's what we get at ALSB is information on the financials is usually around 27 full-time employees.
Each station.
For each of the big stations, I don't know about the two smaller stations.
Okay, WPFW. About how much? How many?
Eight.
Okay.
I don't think that's the critical criteria. I think the critical criteria is the amount of money that goes through the corporation on a yearly basis, which is about $14 million.
Okay.
So that's a good idea of the size and scope of the job.
In seven divisions.
I think it's six divisions. Well, there's the five stations and the archives, which need they're management divisions.
The national office is not a division?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. I'm corrected. So it is seven divisions.
Seven divisions. Okay.
And I suppose if you're talking to an audit firm, for them to get an idea of the scope of the job. You could probably send them the last audit.
Okay. That's a good idea. Okay.
In fact, go ahead.
Is it advisable to do that?
The audit is a public document.
Yeah. They'll look at it even if you don't send it to them.
I did. Yeah, they will get it later, yeah. Okay.
In fact, I've actually looked at the audit for KCET here in Los Angeles, and it's a public document along with our tax return. The 990 form is part of our tax return, and all that's public information.
Okay.
every nonprofit has to do that, don't they?
Yep.
I think it's the law.
All right. And I wanted to ask you, is it a requirement, are we going to require that this company needs to go to East Coast and take care of West Coast and fly to Houston, or they have somebody local in Houston just to do Houston only, or?
Who's talking?
This is Nancy, I'm sorry.
Okay. Somebody else is trying to talk there also. In any case, my understanding is the auditor spends most of their time at the national office. They only go to the local stations if there's some kind of a problem that they can't resolve through the paperwork. So they probably don't have to go to the local stations. But I'm not really 100% sure of that.
This is Jane for the stack.
Go, you're on, Jane.
I recall that what Ross said is that he rotated because he'd been doing it for a number of years. He did not go to every station every time, but perhaps somebody else who was on the committee for the last couple of years could explain how the other firm that we had 2 years, did they visit? Was anybody on at that time? Could they answer as to whether they visited each of the stations?
Anybody like to speak to answer Jane's question?
Because there definitely have been questions raised about audit procedures at each of the stations, but some of those are things that an auditor could determine just from the record keeping back and forth. They wouldn't actually have to be at the station. But I think it is a question that would have to be resolved somehow.
Well, that's every year the cost of the audit varies, as far as I understand. I was not present during the 2009 audit. In fact, the 2009 audit is not on the Pacifica website. So it seems like there's only a couple of years of audits that are actually present. Anybody like to answer Jane's question?
Carolyn, are you still on? I think we've lost a number of people.
That's possible. I think, is there any more discussion? I think
Go
ahead, Madam Jay.
I just heard that the audit of 2009 is there, but do we have, then my question is, Carolyn was saying every 5 years, meaning that every year that auditor is there, every year audits it, or every 2 years audits it? What is the requirement, audit requirement? Usually audits are not every year, are they?
Yeah. Yes, yes. My understanding is that the audit is every year.
Okay. But what it is that we don't have them as they are supposed to be posted and available for every year, as you say? Somebody said that?
Well, I'm talking about the Pacifica website, and the Pacifica website has deficiencies. One of those is that there's only a couple years of audits there in tax documents. I would like to see 5 years' worth, but I'm not sure if we can even get that from the national office.
Why not?
Well, I don't know if anybody, how they've stored that information.
So they don't automatically post them. If that's a requirement, they should be automatically posted, period.
I agree, but not everything's done properly.
I understand Pacifica has been so dysfunctional for 60 years, so maybe as I'm asking too much. Okay.
In any case, it looks like we're at the end of our agenda.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Nancy, you have everybody's attention.
Okay. what Monica just said. It's up to us to make things better. And we're not going to accept the way things have gone. I mean, it's up to us. So we have to think more positively to clean up things. And I think if we're not going to send an auditor to Houston, we ought to have some kind of local, even a CPA, ask for a volunteer CPA who's an activist and have him check things, because it's just this cannot go on like this. We have to clean things up and verify things and be able to see the bank statement. You know, we have to, even if we have to do some governance changing, make sure that the manager is required to show these things to the board members. So no, don't let things go the way they've gone before. We it's up to us to change and save Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Anybody else on the stack?
I agree, Manager. I agree with what Nancy said. My approach to these things is that every committee we are on, we start from scratch, learn what's going on, see what it needs to be done, and do it. And only to look to the back as far as we want to learn, rather than bringing some of the negativity that exists, at least from where I'm sitting in New York, and also to do them for, in order to be constructive and make professionalize the whole system. And I think I've just come to audit committee, and I would like to be part of that. And I would like to make every effort to be part of constructive clarification of everything and going through a process, unbiased, straightforward. Thanks.
Thank you, Marjorie. Anybody else at this point? How many people do we still have on the line?
This is Jean. I don't know how many we have on the line, but I would like to move to adjourn.
I think it's appropriate at this point. The only thing I'm going to say is on the audit, my understanding is the auditor doesn't audit every document in our general ledger. They take a sampling, and they request documents from each of the station business managers. And they only need to travel to the stations depending on what they actually find in the documentation. So, you know, I don't know if that's one of the things we need to find out is if, what the scope of the work is for the auditor. Do they have to visit each of the, you know, seven business units? They may not. In any case, I'm sorry. My understanding is a motion to adjourn takes precedent. Is there any objection to us adjourning? Hello?
I don't object.
Okay, I guess we are finished until September 25th.
Good night. Thank you so much
for showing up. Good night.
Thank you, Fred. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Jane.
Good night.